Sisters,
感谢主在上个周末给我们两次美好的福音聚会。
We thank the Lord for giving us two good gospel meeting last weekend.
我们不仅有许多福音朋友来到我们的聚会当中。
Not only had we many gospel friends among us.
也有不少位他们愿意接受主。
And among them, some of them has received the Lord.
所以我们负责讲台的弟兄希望我能够接着讲一点福音的真理。
So brothers want me to share some truth concerning salvation.
因为我们弟兄姊妹福音朋友在聚会中受了感动之后。
Because when gospel friends, when they are moved in the meeting,
接受了主。
They have received the Lord.
这实在是圣灵的工作。
This is the work of the Holy Spirit.
但是我们很需要在福音的真理上面认识。
And yet we still have a need to know the truth.
我们信心才能够坚定稳固。
So that our faith can be firmly established.
我们才不会受人欺骗，也不会受仇敌的欺骗。
So that we won't be cheated by man nor the enemy.
所以今天这段时间呢，我就接着来讲一个题目。
So for today, I would like to share one topic.
在我们弟兄讲完认罪悔改之后。
After our brother shared about the repentance.Confession and repentance.
我要讲一个得救这个题目。
I would like to talk about salvation.
好吧，请弟兄姊妹和我一同来读几处圣经。
Let's read a couple of passages together.
第一处在以弗所书第二章。
The first passage is in Book of Ephesians, chapter 2.
以弗所书第二章第八和第九节。
Chapter 2, verse 8 and 9.
以弗所书第二章第八第九节。
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 8 and 9.
那如果我们有出信的弟兄姊妹或是福音朋友的话，帮忙我们帮忙翻译一下圣经。
Please help your brothers and sisters beside you to turn to this passage.
好，我们翻到之后呢，中英文都一同来练好吗？
Let's read together both in English or in
好，以弗所书第二章第八节来。你们得救是本乎恩，也因着信，这并不是出于自己，乃是神所赐的，也不是出于行为，免得有人自夸。这里讲到我们得救呢，是本乎恩，也因着信。
It talks about our salvation is by grace through faith.
恩是来自神。
Grace is from God.
信呢，是我们这一面的动作，我们的反应。
And faith is our action.
第二处我们来读罗马书第十章。
And the second passage is in Romans chapter 10.
罗马书第十章我们读第八到十三节。
We will read from verse 8 to 13.
罗马书第十章第八节。
Romans chapter 10 verse 8.
好，我们一起来。他到底怎么说呢？他说，这道离你不远，正在你口里，在你心里，就是我们所传信主的道。你若口里认耶稣为主，心里信神叫他从死里复活，就必得救。因为人心里相信，就可以称义。口里承认就可以得救。经上说，凡信他的人必不至于羞愧。犹太人和希利尼人并没有分别，因为众人同有一位主，他也厚待一切求告他的人。因为凡求告主名的就必得救。 这里呢讲到几个点。
The few points mentioned here.
讲到说我们所传的呢乃是一个信心之道，但这个信主之道那个主是另外加的啊，那应该就是什么，就是信心之道。
Actually, what we are preaching is the way of faith.
意思就是说呢，信就得着。
It talks about once we believe, then we will receive.
不信就得不着。
If you don't believe, then you won't receive.
那后面就讲到我们到底信什么呢？
And then later you talk about what do we believe.
第一个要信神把主耶稣第一个是耶稣是主。
The first of all is Jesus is the Lord.
第二个是神叫他从死里复活。
And secondly, the Lord, the God has raised him from the dead.
他说人如果心里相信就可以称义。
He talks about if we believe in our heart, we will be the result is righteousness.
口里承认就可以得救。
If we confess with our mouth, then our result is salvation.
所以最后他的总结就是凡求告主名的就必得救。
And as a conclusion, he says that whoever call upon his name will be saved.
你愿意呼喊主耶稣是主的，你就能得救。
If we can call Jesus as a Lord, then we will be saved.
我们翻到前面就是罗马书的第四章。
And we turn to Romans chapter 4.
罗马书第四章我们读最后一节就是二十五节。
Let's read verse 25.
罗马书第四章二十五节。
Chapter 4, verse 25.
一起来。
耶稣被交给人是为我们的过犯，
复活是为叫我们称义。好，接着我们来读希伯来书第十一章。
Then we turn to Hebrews chapter 11.
希伯来书第十一章，我们来读第一和第六节。
Chapter 11, verse 1 and verse 6.
希伯来书第十一章，好，我们一起念第一节和第六节来。
Verse one，
信就是所望之事的实底，是未见之事的确据。第六，人非有信，就不能得神的喜悦，因为到神面前来的人，必须信有神，且信他赏赐那寻求他的人。再来，我们念约翰一书第五章。
Then is a First John chapter five.
约翰一书第五章，我们读第八到第十三节。
From verse 8 to verse 13.
约翰一书第五章第八到十三节。
First John chapter 5, verse 8 to 13.
我们一起来。做见证的原来有山，就是圣灵、水与血，这三样也都归于一。我们去领受人的见证，神的见证更该领受了，因神的见证是为他儿子做的。信神儿子的就有这见证在他心里，不信神的就是将神当作说谎的，因不信神为他儿子做的见证。这见证就是神赐给我们永生，这永生也是在他儿子里面。人有了神的儿子就有生命，没有神的儿子就没有生命。我将这些话写给你们信奉神儿子之名的人，要叫你们知道自己有永生。好，我们再有点祷告。
Yes, another word of prayer.
主，感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你所有一切的工作，就借着话语赐给我们。
Thank you for you, by your word you have done your work.
让我们能够认识你。
So that we can know you.
认识你的作为。
We can know your deeds.
认识得救之道。
Know the way of salvation.
是吧，请你祝福你的话语。
Lord, pray that you bless your word.
使它在我们身上做成你的工。
So that through it, your work can be done on us.
借着我们简单的交通。
By the simple fellowship we have.
使人得生命。
So that we can have life.
使人在地上为你做见证。
So that we can testify for you on earth.
把讲的、翻的和听的一同交在主的手中。
We love that the speaker, the translator, and who are listening into your hands.
求你用圣灵膏我们。
Pray that you will anoint us with your Holy Spirit.
主啊，求你与我们同在。
Be with us.
使这些话成为可明白的。
So that your word can be understood.
求你保守你的话。
May that you keep your word.
常存在我们心里。
So that they can be abode in us.
不要被恶者夺去。
So that they won't be snatched by the evil one.
不要撒到路旁。
Won't be a castle on the roadside.
不要被今生的事把我们挤住。
Won't be entangled by the worry of this world.
求你让这些道存在善良诚实的心中。
Pray that we will receive with a good heart.
能够结实百倍。
So that we can bear fruit.
谢谢主听我们祷告。
Thank you for listening to our prayer.
奉我们主耶稣宝贵的圣名。
In Jesus' most precious name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
当我们谈到救恩的时候，
As we talk about salvation,
我们必须知道救恩是神所做的。
We have to come to realize that it is accomplished by God.
好像看起来是我们心里面有个愿意。
It seems that we have a desire in our heart.
所以我们才愿意去参加聚会。
So that we will come to meetings.
我们才受了感动。
And we have been moved.
因此得救了。
And therefore we have been saved.
但这不是起头。
Actually, this is not the beginning.
救恩的起头是神。
God initiated salvation.
所以神先为着罪人预备了救恩。
God has prepared salvation for sinners.
他仔细的计划。
He have a plan.
他在时间中来完成。
And in time, he finished his work.
他借着圣灵来感动。
And by the Holy Spirit, he moved us.
借着教会把他传扬出来。
And through the church, he preached the gospel.
让许多人因此就可以得救。
Therefore, many people can be saved.
所以刚才我们读的以弗所书第二章。
As we just read, in Ephesians chapter 2.
特别因我们要来注意这件事情。
He did us to pay attention to this matter.
因为救恩如果是出于人。
Because if Salvation is out of man.
那它就不可靠。
Then it's not solid.
但若是出于神。
If it is from God.
那就永远坚定可靠。
It is established forever.
所以我们知道救恩是，我们的得救是本乎恩。
So that we know that we have been saved by grace.
不仅白讲到它是白白赐给人的恩典。
It's not only talking about it is a free gift.
更讲到说它是起源于神自己。
But also talk about the initiator is God himself.
但是后面讲到说也因着信。
But also talk about through faith.
这个信呢是我们得救唯一的条件。
Faith is the only condition that we can be saved.
那应该说呢救恩是没有条件的。
We should say that there is no condition attached to the salvation.
因为所谓的条件就是说你要有什么资格那么你才可以得着。
Because when we talk about the condition, we talk about some kind of qualification.
可是在救恩里面呢是没有讲到任何资格的。
And yet in salvation, there is no qualification needed.
所以信真正来说呢就是你肯你要这就是信了。
Actually, strictly speaking, when we talk about faith, it's talk about we have a desire to receive.
这不管我们的家世背景。
No matter what kind of background we have,
不管我们的学问地位
，No matter what kind of social status or education status,
所有的人
，Everyone
都是神呼召拣选的对象
，has been called by God to be chosen by God.
所以地上再没有一个救恩像我们的神的救恩这么的公平。
So there is no salvation like our God's salvation such fair.
凡愿意的，凡渴慕的，都可以得着。
Whoever has a desire can receive.
没有任何的门槛。
There's no any threshold.
那这个门槛就是说，那地上呢有个地方高一点点哈，像我们这个讲台在这里跟这里有一个高度。
The threshold talks about there's some hump we have to go over.
那这个高度呢，对一个强壮的人来说是很简单的。
The hump might be easier for the strong ones.
但是有时候人就是软弱到呢，连跨过这个高度呢都跨不过。
But even for us, we are so weak, it's difficult for us to go over the threshold.
我听见有一个人他跟我说
I heard somebody talking to me.
他有一次他身体软弱到一个地步
His physical body was so weak to the point.
他说呢他吞口水呢都有困难。
It was hard for him to swallow his saliva.
这对我们这个吃能吃饭的人来说的话这是难以相信的事。
It's hard for us to believe, who we are healthy.
但是事实。
But it was a fact.
但身体会这样。
It would happen to our physical body.
我们的灵魂呢
?What about our soul?
也是一样的。
It's likewise.
有的人他就是没有这一点力量。
For some people, they don't even have that kind of strength.
如果你要叫他行善才能得救的话。
If you ask him to do good in order to be saved.
他就是做不来。
He cannot do it.
那他就不能得救。
And he cannot be saved.
但是感谢神。
But thank to our Lord.
他的救恩呢没有门槛。
There is no threshold for his salvation.
肯的凡要的就得救了。
Whoever have a desire can be saved.
所以有人问问这个George Mueller 弟兄就是穆勒弟兄。
Somebody asked Brother George Mueller.
他是在弟兄运动中间那个信心方面呢是可以说是一个最特殊也是为神在这方面做见证最强的一位。
He was very famous for his faith before the Lord.
他一生的祷告都蒙神垂听。
All his prayers has been answered by the Lord.
可以说是一个信心的一个表率
He was an example of a man of faith.
有人就问他说穆勒弟兄那什么是信心呢
?So somebody asked him, Brother Mueller, what is faith?
那么弟兄说
And our brother answered.
信心就是说神怎么说呢你也怎么说。
Faith is that whatever God says, you will say so.
神怎么说呢你怎么信。
Whatever God says, you will believe.
感谢神。
Thanks to our Lord.
这个就是我们弟兄所认识的信心。
This is the faith our brother realized.
听起来好像很简单。
It seems simple.
但是好像也很不简单。
And yet difficult.
我们人啊这个信自己比较容易啊。
For us to believe ourselves is easier.
信神啊是有点难的。
To believe in God is more difficult.
愿神的恩典啊能够越过我们自己的这些难处。
May God's grace can go beyond our weaknesses.
能够像孩子信任父母。
So that we could have a child faith believing his parents.
我们也照样的来信我们的天父。
We can believe in our heavenly father.
他怎么说我们也就怎么信了。
Whatever he says, we will believe.
我愿意讲一点我自己怎么得救的故事。
I would like to talk about my own story about being saved.
刚才我们讲到说呼求主名就得救。
We just mentioned that whoever call upon the name of the Lord will be saved.
我因为在读书的过程中
When I was a year student,
有一天被主带到一个地步
the Lord has brought me to a point,
心灵里面真的是非常的空虚
There was an emptiness in my heart,
这个世界上最好玩的东西呢都提不起我的兴趣
I have no desire for the, anything in the world,
然后又跟一个最要好的朋友呢闹翻了
And I also had an argument with my best friend,
然后就他要跟我断交
And that would cut the relationship with me,
感谢主他就记着这一个难处
And yet through these difficulties,
逼得我呢不能不去面对他。
I was pushed to the point to have to face him.
我不是去找这个朋友来解决这个问题。
It was not that I have to go to deal with my friend.
虽然当时我还没有信主。
Although I was not yet a believer.
但是圣灵就这样奇妙。
And yet the Holy Spirit's work was wonderful.
在那天晚上他就感动我去跟主祷告。
The Holy Spirit moved me to pray To the Lord.
当我想要解决这个跟朋友中间这个友谊的问题的时候
As I was about to deal with a friendship issue
他就逼着我去祷告
And I was compelled to pray before the Lord
我这个祷告其实也不算是祷告
Actually my prayer probably could not be counted as a prayer
我就在我的办公室里面跟主说
In the office I said to the Lord
我说主耶稣如果你真的是我那些基督徒朋友所说的那位又真又活的神
I said, Lord Jesus, you are the true and the living God as my Christian friends talk about.
你一定能够帮我解决这个问题。
You can help me with this matter.
今天晚上请你听我这个两个祷告。
Please listen to my two prayers.
第一个就是要让我去在路上遇见这个朋友。
The first of them is so that I can meet with my friends tonight.
然后呢要他跟我和好。
And we can be reconciled.
这本来应该是一个祷告。
Now, actually, that should be the one prayer.
但是我知道呢，我必须做两个祷告。
And yet I know that I have to pray in two separate items.
因为在我心中觉得呢，主耶稣让我遇见那个朋友呢，还是比较容易的。
Because in my heart I feel like if I can meet my friend, I can encounter with my friend, that will be easier.
但要那个朋友跟我和好呢，还是比较难的。
But reconciliation with my friends will be much more difficult.
因为我比较认识我这个朋友。
Because I knew my friend.
所以我就把它分成两个。
So I separate into two.
我说如果这两个你都成就了。
I said, if you can accomplish these two.
那我就相信你是宇宙中独一的真神。
Then I will believe you are the true and only one God in the universe.
这是一个很严肃的祷告。
And it was a very serious prayer.
因为就今天晚上呢，要决定我这一生要不要信主。
Because tonight I will decide whether I will believe in the Lord.
虽然我根本还不知道这件事情到底有多难。
Although I didn't really understand how difficult the matter was.
但是我就这样祷告了。
And yet I pray in this way.
那是一个将近半夜十二点的时候
It was about midnight.
还是外面是冰天雪地的那个路况
It was a cold and snowy outside.
照外面的环境来看的话呢大概不会有人出来
According to the our circumstances, probably nobody would like to come out of their house.
短短的五分钟的路程
In about the distance of a 5 minutes walk.
还是我祷告完了之后
After my prayer,
我就把书包一背，我就往我的宿舍走回去了。
I took my bag and then took a walk back home.
那么神真的是有怜悯的。
And all God is a God of mercy.
我真的相信说，你如果要寻找的话呢，他就让你寻见。
I truly believe that if you have a heart of seeking, He will be found by you.
许多人呢，老是呢，经过反反复复寻不见神。
There's a lot of people, they have a struggle in many different ways of trying to find God.
可能我们缺少一个真诚的心。
Probably we lack the sincerity in our seeking.
很多人他们屡次去试验神。
There's a people who has been test God for many times.
但当神成就的时候
And yet when God accomplished things for them,
他心里面马上一想
And there's another thought in them.
这可能是巧合。
And it might be just a coincidence.
这可能是我运气好。
And it might be just a good luck.
所以他就一直就不能信。
So that to the point that he couldn't believe.
所以感谢主。
So thanks to the Lord.
那天晚上
That night,
让我做的这个祷告。
He made me to make that prayer.
一个很简单的信心。
A very simple faith.
把这两个条件交给主。
To leave out these two matters into the hands of the Lord.
虽然那时候人真的是不太可能出来。
At that time, it's hard for them to come out in the snowy night.
但是放假了，这个同学可能出外去旅游去了。
And also, that was on vacation. There's a break. Probably that friend was out of town.
主就把这一切都成就。
And yet, the Lord accomplished all this.
当我在离宿舍还有差不多两二三十公尺的时候
，just about 20 to 30 meters from my dormitory.
就一个最后一个十字路口。
That was the last intersection.
就看见有一个人在那倒垃圾。
And I saw somebody was kind of pulling out his trash.
我的心呢跳的差点就跳出去。
And my heart was pumping this way almost out of my mouth.
因为我真的不相信说我这样一祷告我就会遇见他。
I couldn't believe that when I prayed and then he would answer.
我心里面有一个呼喊。
There's a cry in my heart.
我说耶稣真的是神吗？
The cry was, is Jesus the true God?
因为我从前拜佛拜各种的偶像祖先。
I was an idol worshipper.
可是我没有一个祷告说是这样期望他这么样的应验的。
I never had a prayer that to the point I want it to be fulfilled like this.
那些祷告都是求个心安就是了。
My prayer prior to that just try to bring some comfort to my heart.
这个在我眼前出现的这种的祷告呢是我生平第一次。
The prayer is realized in front of me is the first time in my life.
那是我30岁了。
I was 30 years old then.
但是这样的经验是我人生中第一次。
And yet that was the first experience I had in my lifetime.
所以我心跳得非常的厉害。
So my heart was pumping very hard.
那么第二个念头就是说我要不要去跟他讲话。
The second thought came to me was whether I need to talk to him.
因为呢他的嘴巴是比较利的。
Because, He is a very sharp words.
如果他不高兴的话呢，他这一讲了，我今天晚上睡不着觉。
If he says something, probably it will make me sleepless that night.
所以我犹豫了一次。
So I kind of hesitated.
他在倒垃圾还没转过身。
He was still doing his trash without turning his back.
我如果要转身跑掉了，还来得及。
I still have a chance that I can just turn away.
但是圣灵感动我。
But the Holy Spirit moved me.
走过去跟他讲话。
And I went over there and talked to him.
因为两个呢，主已经成就了一个。
Because the Lord has accomplished one of my prayers.
下一个呢，应该是我有责任要再看看主成不成就。
And I have a responsibility on my end to see whether the Lord will accomplish the second prayer.
所以真的是硬着头皮呀，跑去跟他讲个话。
So I just went straight to talk to him.
很感谢主。
Thanks to the Lord.
恩典真的是够用的。
His grace was sufficient.
那天晚上好像遇到另外一个人。
That night, it seems I met another, a different person.
那么和气。
He was so kind.
请我吃点心喝茶。
He invited me to have some snack and have some tea with him.
那天晚上真的和好了。
And we were reconciled that night.
那一次的经历。
That experience.
把我引进基督里。
Brought me in Christ.
在表面上看来。
On the surface.
我是遇见了这个朋友。
I met that friend.
然后跟他和好了。
Reconciled with him.
但在我的灵魂深处。
And yet in the depth of my spirit, my soul.
我是遇见了神。
I met God.
我跟神和好了。
I was reconciled with God.
这位充满怜悯的神。
This God of mercy.
在那个黑夜里。
In that dark night.
在那个冰天雪地的路上。
On that icy road.
他来让我遇见。
he met with me.
这件事情就改变我一生。
That has changed my life entirely.
我感谢神。
With thanks to the Lord.
得救就这么简单。
It's so easy to be saved.
他说你心里相信。
As long as you believe in your heart,
口里承认,
and you confess with your mouth, you will be saved.
愿呼求主的名,
whoever call on the Lord,
那你就得救,
you will be saved.
那我们的信的内容到底是什么呢?
So what's the content about faith?
圣经给我们看见就是两件事。
Bible teaches us that there are two things.
让我们相信主耶稣他是主。
The first of all is to believe Jesus is the Lord.
再相信神叫他从死里复活。
And also believe that God has raised him from the dead.
所以认他为主，这个信是非常重要的。
So seeing he is the Lord is very important.
那么相信他从死里复活，这也是非常重要的。
Knowing he has been raised from the dead is very important.
所以圣经告诉我们说，
So the Bible teaches us,
主耶稣被交给人。
Jesus was delivered over.
是为我们的过犯。
The for our transgressions.
这讲到主耶稣的死。
He talks about his death.
他的复活是为叫我们称义。
And he has been raised for our justification.
所以这个讲到十字架上这个救恩。
And talk about the salvation on the cross.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
特别是我们初信的弟兄姊妹。
Especially for the new believers.
我们的得救永远离不开主耶稣的十字架。
Our salvation will never be apart from his cross.
在那个十字架上。
On that cross.
他成全的工作。
He accomplished the work.
后面的复活也是跟那个十字架有关。
And his resurrection has something to do with the cross as well.
如果我们这样的相信他。
If we believe him in this way.
那神就把我们引进这个救恩里头。
God will lead us into this salvation.
所以在刚才我们读的约翰一书第五章里面。
We just read in 1 John chapter 5.
他讲到呢做见证的有三样。
It talks about there are three things as a testimony.
有圣灵。
It talks about the Holy Spirit.
有水和有血。
The water and the blood.
你说圣灵呢是与复活有关的。
The Holy Spirit has something to do with the resurrection.
这个水和血呢是与主的死有关的。
The water and the blood has something to do with the death of Christ.
所以我们记得吗？
Do we remember?
当主耶稣被挂在十字架上，他断了气之后。
When our Lord was on the cross, when he died,
有一个兵丁就拿枪杀了他的肋旁。
There's a soldier that pierced his head side.
然后他说，随即有水和血呢就流出来了。
And there gushed out water and blood.
然后呢，约翰呢非常慎重的写了一句话。
And the apostle John wrote a statement.
他说，看见的那人呢就做见证。
And he said that whoever the person who witnessed the matter testify for it.
他说他的见证也是真的。
And his testimony is true.
并且他知道他的见证是真的。
And also he knew that his testimony was true.
叫你们也可以信。
So that you will believe.
我们的弟兄他这样写。
That's the way our brother wrote.
因为在他们肉身的时候。
Because when they were in flesh,
对于主所讲的许多话，他们还是不太能信的。
They couldn't quite understand what the Lord said.
特别是关于复活。
Especially the matter concerning resurrection.
死人怎么能复活呢？
How can that be raised?
对他们来说是有困难的。
It was hard for them to understand.
但是约翰写这个书信的时候。
And yet when Apostle John wrote the epistle.
他已经是90多岁，快100岁了。
He was in his 90s, almost 100 years old.
他来回忆他当年跟随主耶稣。
And he remembered how he followed the Lord.
一直跟到十字架的底下。
All the way to the cross.
亲眼目睹这个枪扎进去。
He witnessed the pierce was inside of our Lord's side. 看见
血和水从主的肋旁流出来。
He witnessed the water and the blood out of his side.
所以他说呢，这个为神做见证。
And he said that testify for the Lord.
那么水和血见证什么呢？
What do the water and the blood testify?
见证主耶稣他的肉身是真正死了。
It testified that our Lord's flesh, he died in his flesh.
因为许多人不相信主耶稣能复活。
Because many people didn't believe that our Lord can be raised from the dead.
所以他们就用各种的方法来推翻这个复活的事实。
So they have used all different schemes to try to overthrow the fact that our Lord has been risen.
那么其中一个方法就是说他根本没有死。
The one way to say that is that our Lord never died.
但是医学告诉我们。
But actually a medical report told us.
一个人的血和水会分开。
The only time the blood and the water can be separated.
证明他已经死了。
It's evidence that the person is already dead.
使徒约翰就很郑重地做了这个见证。
So Apostle John testified for this.
所以见证了主耶稣他的肉身死了。
Testified that our Lord truly died in his flesh.
那么这个血呢为我们做了非常重要的见证。
Also this blood bring us a body witness for us.
因为呢我们整个得救是依靠他。
Because that is a foundation for our salvation.
我们出信的弟兄姊妹们。
So, brothers, the new brothers and sisters.
我们不要把这个好像很多东西呢都弄得很复杂不太容易明白。
We try not to complicate the matters. So to the point that we don't understand it.
主给我们是很简单的。
What the Lord given us is very simple.
我们的得救是依靠主耶稣的血。
We are saved because of his blood.
我们得救是因着神的儿子为我们流血。
We can be saved because the Son of God has bled for us.
所以我们如果回忆在旧约的时代。
If we can think back what happened in the Old Testament time.
他们在献这个赎罪祭的时候。
As they offered the sin offering.
这个赎罪祭的这个牛这个公牛被杀了以后。
When the bull had to be killed.
那就可以替这个献祭的人来赎罪了。
They can atone for the one who offered the sacrifice.
那么这个血呢就从这个祭坛上就流到地上去。
The blood will flow from the altar to the ground.
不光是有血流到地上来。
Not only to the, flowing to the ground.
那么这个祭司呢这个大祭司呢在这个大赎罪日的时候还把这个血要带进去这个至圣所里面。
The high priest on the day of atonement, he will bring the blood into the veil.
他就把这个血呢在这个约柜上头的这个施恩座前面呢上面呢就弹上七次。
He will sprinkle the blood on the mercy seat on the ark.
那个在告诉我们什么呢
It tells us.
就是说这个牛的血呢是预表的后来神儿子耶稣基督的血。
Actually, the blood of a bull was the type of the blood of Jesus Christ.
带到至圣所就是带到神的面前去。
Bringing the blood into the most holy place, it was it's a type that the blood of Jesus Christ is brought to before God.
因为那个会幕里面的至圣所就表明神所在的地方。
Because the holy place in the tabernacle is God's presence is.
那么就告诉我们说呢，主耶稣的血呢，乃是被带到天上神的那里去。
It tells us that the blood of Jesus Christ is now being brought to the heaven where God is.
所以在地上的这个血被我们看见。
So the blood on earth can be seen by us.
这表明说呢，我们的罪可以得到赦免。
It talks about our sin can be cleansed, can be forgiven.
那么带到天上的这个血呢，替我们保证。
The blood that is brought up to heaven is a guarantee.
有几样的保证。
In several ways.
也可以说是做了几个见证。
Also testify in different ways.
头一个呢，这个血为神做见证。
The first, the blood testify for God.
见证说呢，神爱我们。
It testify that God loves us.
因为是他把他的儿子牺牲，让他流血的。
Because he offered his son to bleed for us.
那么第二个呢，是替我们这些要得救的人做见证。
Second is a testify for us.
当这个血被带到神那里去的时候。
When the blood is brought to God.
就表示说呢，我们的得救呢，是有把握的。
It shows that our salvation is assured.
因为圣经告诉我们说
Because the Bible tells us
若不流血罪就不得赦免
Sin cannot be forgiven without blood.
那些旧约时代的牛羊的血只不过是一个预表而已
The blood of a bull and a goat in the Old Testament just a type.
那个不能够真正除掉人的罪
They cannot really remove our sins.
只有当神的儿子耶稣来到地上的时候
Only Jesus Christ when he came to the earth.
他这个无罪的生命
His a sinless life.
他这个无罪的生活
His a sinless living.
最后他非常完全的被带到十字架上为我们死了。
And he was brought to the cross to die for us.
所以这个血呢就真正的有功效了。
And so that his blood was effective.
所以这个血带到神那里去。
So the blood has been brought to God.
告诉我们说呢我们的得救
是有确据的。
It tells us that our salvation is assured.
然后这个血呢，也向撒旦做见证。
Also, the blood also testified to Satan.
因为撒旦呢是专门控告人的。
Because Satan is the accuser.
那么他当我们犯罪的时候
，When we sin,
他就来控告我们。
He will accuse us.
我们的良心就不平安。
So we won't have a peace in our conscience.
因着有血带到神那里去。
Because the blood has been brought to God.
所以呢，就叫撒旦呢。不再能够控告我们了。
So that Satan can no longer accuse us.
所以昨天我们在东南区刚好读经，读到罗马书第八章。
Last night as we study the book of Romans chapter 8, in the southeast district.
从这个第31节到39节的 这一段落。
From verses 31 to 39.
就讲到神如何来保证他的救恩呢，是这样的稳妥可靠。
It talks about the assurance of God's salvation.
那其中有一个就讲到说呢，没有再没有人可以控告我们了。
It talks about no one point is that nobody can accuse us anymore.
因为有主耶稣已经为我们死了。
Because Jesus Christ has died for us.
我们感谢主。
We thank our Lord.
这个血就是为我们做了这些见证。
Because the blood has testified for us in so many ways.
见证神爱我们。
It testified that God loves us.
见证我们已经得救。
It testified that we have been saved.
见证撒旦不再能够控告。
It testified that the accuser no longer can accuse us.
我觉得希伯来书有一段话非常好，我们应该讲一下。
In the book of Hebrews, there is a very good verse.
那里讲到说呢，主耶稣的血啊，所说的比亚伯的血呢更美。
It talks about the blood of Jesus speaking in a much better way than Abel's.
为什么说这个血说话呢
？Why does it say that the blood can speak？
因为如果我们读创世纪第四章。
Because if we read Genesis chapter 4,
当亚伯被他的哥哥该隐杀了之后
,when Abel was murdered by his brother Cain,
圣经告诉我们说呢，这个亚伯的血啊，这从地里面来向神说，哀告。
The Bible tells us that Abel's blood is speaking from the ground to God.
所以当亚伯死的时候，
When Abel dead,
他的血说话了
，and his blood spoke.
那么主耶稣死了之后
，when Jesus Christ died,
那么他的血也说话
，his blood speaks as well.
但是呢，两个的血呢，说的话是不同的
，and yet they speak in different way, different things.
亚伯的血说话的时候
，when Abel's blood spoke,
是来控告他的哥哥该隐杀了他
，he was accusing his brother killed him.
是要来要求神为他执行公义。
He asked God to vindicate for him.
要神为他报这个仇。
To revenge for him.
所以当他这个血说话的时候
，So when his blood spoke,
该隐就受咒诅。
Cain was cursed.
甚至到一个地步呢，他说我到任何地方去，人都要杀我了。
To the point that he said, whenever I wander, the people will kill me.
但主耶稣的血呢
？But what about the blood of Jesus?
说了完全不同的话。
He speaks in different way.
主的血是要求神呢赦免这些杀他的人。
His blood speaks to ask for forgiveness for all who killed him.
也就是他在十字架上所说的。
Just exactly what he said on the cross.
父啊赦免他们。
Father forgive them.
因为他们所做的他们不知道。
For they do not know what they did.
所以主的血也说话。
So Jesus' blood also speaks.
要求我们的父呢来赦免所有的人。
Asking our Father to forgive all.
要求父用恩典来对待所有杀他的人。
Ask our Father to treat the people who kill him with grace.
他的血也要求公义。
His blood also asks for justice.
但他的要求公义呢是向神要的。
But the justice he asks from God.
就是说他要神赦免所有向他认罪的人。
He asks God to forgive all those who confess their sins.
所以约翰一书有这样的话说。
So in the first John, it says,
我们若认自己的罪，
if we confess our sin,
神是信实的，
our God is faithful,
是公义的，
he is just,
必要赦免我们的罪，
he will forgive all our sins,
洗净我们一切的不义，
cleanse all our transgressions.
所以主的血要求公义。
So our Lord's blood requests justice,
要求神按照他的公义赦免我们的罪。
Ask God to forgive according to his righteousness.
所以因此这个缘故。
Because of that.
希伯来书的作者说基督的血所说的比亚伯的血更美。
The author of Hebrews says that Jesus' blood speaks in a much better way than Abel's.
一个是要求报仇。
Because one is for the revenge.
一个是要求赦免。
And the other is for forgiveness.
我们感谢神。
We thank our Lord.
有这样一位救主。
For such a savior.
我们得救是可靠的。
Our salvation is assured.
但是光相信主耶稣的死是不够的。
But just believing in his death is not enough.
只不过解决掉我们罪的这一面的问题啊。
Because that only deals with our sins.
真正重要的是他的复活。
More importantly, it's about his resurrection.
主如果没有复活，
If our Lord has not been raised,
没有一个人可以得救。
No one can be saved.
我们的信就是归于徒然。
Our faith is in vain.
那为什么他用这个圣灵来做见证呢？
Why does he say that the Holy Spirit will testify?
圣灵就是为复活做见证。
Holy Spirit is to testify for the resurrection.
因为当我们主耶稣死了之后，
Because when our Lord died,
他升天了，
He ascended to heaven.
然后呢，圣灵才赐下来。
And the Holy Spirit was poured out.
我们还记得主耶稣在离开之前讲过的话吗？
Do we still remember what the Lord says before his departure?
我要求父，父就为你们赐下另一个保惠师。
He said that I will ask the Father and the Father will give you another comforter.
就是真理的圣灵。
And that is the spirit of truth.
并且他说我若不去保惠师就不来。
He said that if I do not go then the comforter won't come.
所以圣灵降临。
So the Holy Spirit comes.
就证明呢主耶稣的确复活。
It's a proof that our Lord has been raised.
不仅从坟墓里复活。
Not only raised from the grave.
而且他升了天。
And he ascended.
就是表示说他胜过空中掌权者的这些恶魔。
It's a proof that he has overcome all the evil ones who got in the sky.
他必须穿过末恶者所掌管这个空气天呐、才能够达到神那里去。
He has to conquer through the air into the God's throne.
所以这个为主耶稣的复活做了强而有力的见证。
It is a proof of his resurrection.
圣灵和我们的灵同证我们是神的儿女。
The Holy Spirit echo with our spirit to prove that we are God's children.
我们相信的时候，我们怎么知道我们是神的儿女呢？
After we believe, how do we know that we are God's children?
因为圣灵在这里边和我们这个得救的灵啊一起做了见证。
Because the Holy Spirit with our spirit testify that we are God's children.
并且圣灵降临的那一次。
And also for the outpouring of the Holy Spirit.
就是当使徒们他们在那里等候。
And that's the time when the apostles wait before the Lord.
120个人在那里祷告，同心合意祷告。
120 disciples pray with one accord.
到了五旬节的时候，圣灵就从天降临到地上。
On the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit poured out from heaven.
不仅当时的这个景象，叫人呢认识到这个大能。
We can see the power of the Holy Spirit by the scene.
最重要的是什么呢？教会的见证。
More importantly, it is the testimony of the church.
他们到了一个地步。
And they were to a point.
这几万人在耶路撒冷聚集。
The tens of thousands of people gathered together in Jerusalem.
他们能够凡物公用。
They can share all things.
他们把个人的财产家业都卖了。
They sold their possessions.
没有，他们把那些卖了的钱通通奉献到使徒那里。
They offer the money they had to the apostles.
没有一个人说这个东西是属于我自己的。
Nobody says that these things belong to me.
这个除了耶稣基督从死里复活，圣灵降临之外呢，没有任何一人可以做到。
Nobody can do these things except Jesus Christ has been resurrected and the Holy Spirit has been poured out.
曾经有人想要仿照这个，他们发明了共产主义。
Some people try to model this, they kind of invented communism.
但才短短不到一个世纪，就证明是完全行不通。
And it turns out it's a futile, just a.In less than a century.
但是在那个初期教会里面，
And yet in the early church,
没有人教他们要这样做。
Nobody taught them to do this.
但是每一个人因为这位复活的主在里面所做的工，
Yet because of the work of the risen Christ in their life,
他们就表现出这个地上不可能的生活。
They live out a lifestyle which cannot be realized by this
world. 所以我们感谢主，我们不仅相信他死了。
We thank the Lord, not only we have believed he died,
相信他复活了。
We also believe that he has been raised from the dead.
相信的时候，
when we believe in this way,
圣经说我们就可以称义了。
The Bible says that we can be justified.
我们就可以得救了。
We can be saved.
称义就是说神不再看我们为有罪。
Being justified that is, to the, is that God will consider us sinless.
给我们一个地位，可以进到神的跟前去。
We have a position to come before Him.
我们感谢主。
We thank our Lord.
这个救恩使我们称义。
The salvation has justified us.
并且是因信称义。
We are justified by faith.
刚才我们讲到这个信心的时候。
When we talk about the faith.
那么意思就是说，如果我们肯相信神所做的见证。
It's that if we can believe the testimony by God,
我们就能够得着神所成就的事实。
Then we can receive what God has accomplished.
关于主耶稣的死和复活。
We talk about Jesus' death and his resurrection.
我们要这样来相信，来经历他。
We need to believe and experience in this way.
有一个弟兄做了非常好的比方。
And our brother gave a very good example.
因为我想不到更好的比方，所以我就借他的比方来跟大家交通。
I will use his illustration to fellowship.
他讲到说呢，主耶稣就是为我们还债的那一位。
He says that our Jesus is the one who pay our debt.
替我们还罪债。
He paid the debt of our sins.
这个债呢，是没有任何一个人可以还得起的。
That debt cannot be paid by anyone else.
但他替我们还了。
And yet he paid for us.
所以他就做了一个比方。
And he used an illustration.
他说，如果在地上。
And he said if on earth.
比如说我们呢，犯了罪了。
If we sinned.
那么应该坐监牢。
We shall be put in prison.
但是呢，有一个最好的朋友说，他愿意帮我去坐监牢。
And yet, if there's one of my best friends said that he want to be put in jail in my place.
所以他就去把我换出来。
And he will take my place so I can be set free.
那么当他进去监牢的时候
，As he goes into the jail,
就叫我呢，这个身体就得到释放了。
And then I will be free.
因为只有一个需要坐监牢。
Because there's only one person need to be in the jail.
所以他进去呢，我就从监牢出来。
Once he is in the jail, then I will be free.
这样我的身体得释放。
So that my body can be set free.
但是我的心还没有得释放。
And yet my heart is not yet been set free.
因为他还关在监牢里。
Because he's still in the jail.
我这个案子呢，还没有结束。
My case has not been closed.
我不晓得呢，哪一天检察官还要找我的麻烦。
Probably sometimes the prosecutor will find some problem with me.
法官还要再判这个罪。
There might be the come after me.
但是一直等到这个朋友呢坐监坐满了。
Until the person has fulfilled his duty in the jail.
从监牢里面被放出来。
And he is set free.
那时候我的心呢就得释放了。
Then my heart will be truly set free.
因为就知道说我整个案件呢完全结束了。
Because the case is closed then.
所以我们弟兄用这个来给我们做一个说明。
So it's an illustration our brother gave us.
主耶稣进到坟墓里面去。
When our Lord went enter into the grave.
我们的罪的问题呢是解决了。
Our sins has been dealt with.
但是只有当主耶稣复活这个事实让我认识了。
But only our Lord's resurrection become a realization to me.
我的心才能够确定说我的罪真的是解决了。
My heart can be assured that my sin has been truly dealt with.
所以盼望这个比方能够帮助我们。
May this illustration will help us.
让我们每一位弟兄姊妹的得救都是有根有基的。
So that our salvation is on a solid foundation.
让我们因此能够更爱主。
So that we can love our Lord more.
因为他为我们付上这么大的代价。
Because he has paid such a great price for us.
把我们从这个罪的囚牢里面释放了出来。
He has set us free from the presence of sin.
我们简单的信心来相信他。
By simple faith, we can believe in him.
我们相信呢，其实就是相信神说的话。
Believing is believing what God says.
刚才希伯来书有一段话这样说。
So in the book of Hebrews, it says,
那人非有信就不能得神的喜悦。
If we do not have faith, we cannot please God.
每一个对神的话持怀疑的人呢，是不能得神喜悦的。
If we have a doubt concerning His word, then we cannot please Him.
而且他说，因为到神面前来的人必须信有神，并而且相信他赏赐那寻求他的人。
We have to come before Him, believe that He is, and He is the rewarder for those who seek Him.
那个信有神呢，刚才英文比较清楚。
In English translation, is a better way.
意思他是说呢，相信神是。
We have a belief.He is.
那个事是现在事。
And it's a present tense.
那么意思就是说呢，我们所有的相信呢，现在就可以经历。
It says that our believing can be experienced now.
很多时候我们把救恩呢，把它想成是将来在天上的事情。
A lot of times when we think about salvation, we think about something in the future.
但是呢，事实上救恩呢，是现在就是了。
And actually, salvation is now.
所以他说必须信神是。
And we have a belief. who he is.
那么在第一节他说呢，信是所望之事的实底。
And in verse 1 it says that the faith is assurance of things hoped for.
那么这个是是未见之事的确据。
And it is a certainty of the things unseen.
他这个实底呢，有个弟兄翻译的说叫做 substantiating。
The assurance, there's another translation says that it's a substantiation.
意思就是说呢，信心可以把神所有的工作呢，实化在我们的身上。
It talks about faith can substantiate all God's work in our life.
那么这个实化呢，我们用一点我们比较有能够了解的哈。
And let's try to explain a little bit more about this substantiation.
就像说我的眼睛可以把这个景象呢，实化在我的里面。
For example, my eyes actually can substantiate what I see in me.
如果我没有眼睛，
if I don't have eyes,
这里有这么多的人，
even there are so many people here,
在我里面呢，好像没有人一样。
In me, it seems that there are no people here because I cannot see.
如果我没有眼睛的话，
if I don't have eyes,
你穿的是很漂亮还是穿的是黑白的，我也看不出来。
I don't know whatever you dress, but it doesn't matter to me.
所以这个眼睛呢，就是实化这些景象的一个工具。
The eyes actually is the tool that can substantiate the things I see.
同样的，信心呢，是实化神整个救恩的工具。
Likewise, the faith is the tool to substantiate all God's work.
箴言有一句话说啊，我们要保守我们的心，胜过保守一切。
In the book of Proverbs, it says that we should keep our hearts more than anything else.
因为我们一生的果效是从心发出。
Because all the fruits is out of our heart.
那我要引用这借用这句话。
I would like to use this statement.
那我们也要保守我们的信心呢，胜过保守一切。
We need to keep our faith more than anything else.
因为神整个的救恩呢，是透过这个信心呢，来成就在我们身上。
Because all God's work is through this faith to be realized in our life.
那姊妹们，我们不晓得觉不觉得信心有这么重要。
Brothers and sisters, whether we can come to realize the importance of the faith.
当我们读圣经的时候，
when we read God's word,
这么多宝贵的应许，
there are so many precious promises.
但是好像我们经历的很少。
But in our experiences, there are so little.
问题出在哪里呢？
What's the problem?
问题不出在神身上。
The problem is not with God.
也不出在神的话语的上面。
It's not with His word.
乃是出在我们的信心。
It's something to do with our faith.
因为我们的没有信心可以跟神的话语来调和。
Because we don't have a faith to go with God's word.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
so brothers and sisters,
我们说我们信主了。
But when we say we believe in the Lord,
我们不能够说轻描淡写说我信主了。
We cannot just take it lightly.
我们检验一问我们里面的信心是不是活的。
We have to examine whether our faith is living.
我们有没有一个活的信心可以实化神的救恩在我们这一生当中。
Whether we have a living faith to substantiate His work in our life.
所以约翰他到后来就这样说。
So Apostle John says,
他写了约翰一书。
He wrote a First John.
要让我们知道自己有永生。
So that we may know we have eternal life.
那么在前面他所写的约翰福音里头。
And in the Gospel of John,
他也有类似的话。
He also have a similar statement.
是出现在约翰福音第二十章的第三十六节。
It's in the chapter 20, verse 31.
Sorry, 三十一节。
31.
约翰呢，他写书信之后啊，他都写一个他写的目的在什么。
When Apostle John wrote a letter, he would at the end he would say that what's the purpose of his writing.
所以在约翰福音他说呢，但记这些事，要叫你们信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子。
So in chapter 20 of Apostle John, he says a gospel according to John. He says that so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in His name.
并且叫你们信了他就可以因他的名得生命。
Believing that you may have life in his name.
所以约翰福音呢，它整个的目的是要叫我们呢，因为主耶稣的名可以得生命。
So the whole purpose of a gospel according to John is to a point that we can have a life in Christ.
那么到了约翰书信的时候，
And when we come to the first John,
他不但叫我们去得生命，
Not only he wants us to have life,
而且还要知道我们有这个生命。
And we also need to know we have this life.
那么得了跟知道不一定是同时发生的。
To have life and to know life may not happen simultaneously.
所以在教会里面有三种人。
So in a church there are three kinds of people.
有一种呢是没有得到这个生命的，但是以为呢得到这个生命。
The first kind is those who don't have a life and yet they thought they have.
我们每个人都得到神面前去问问这个问题。
We have to come before the Lord to ask ourselves on that.
我们得了这个生命没有？
Do we have this life?
宗教徒不能够带我们进天堂。
Religion cannot lead us into heaven.
我们的好行为也不能够把我们带进神的国度。
Our good deeds cannot lead us into the kingdom of God.
就得到神儿子这个生命的人才可以进去。
Only when we have the life of God's Son, then we can enter into the kingdom.
所以约翰在这里他特别告诉我们说要知道。
So Apostle John says here, we have to know.
那么第二种人呢是有的生命但是不知道。
The second kind of persons, they have life, but they don't know.
所以常常呢在那担心。
So they have a worries.
担心自己没有得救。
They kind of have a doubt whether they have been saved.
进不了天堂。
Whether they can enter into kingdom.
这也不够好。
That's not good enough.
这呢这一生呢都处在不安的情况里面。
So all their lives, they kind of in this uncertainty.
那么第三种就是说呢不但得了生命而且知道自己有这个生命。
The third kind is not only they have a life, but they also come to know that they have life.
知道是很重要的。
Knowing is very important.
所以我要把这个知道呢和我们的朋友和弟兄姊妹们再交通一下。
So I would like to fellowship a little bit about this knowing.
我们不仅要从神的话语里面得着一个确据。
Not only we have to have assurance from God's word.
说我们靠着主的血可得救。
By his blood we can be saved.
并且是一次得救就永远得救。
It's a once for all.
并且我们在生命中来见证这个生命。
But we also want to testify this life in our living.
只有当这个生命被活出来。
Only this life being lived out.
也许我们刚得救的时候活得不是那么的强烈那么丰富。
When we first believe when we try to live out this life might not be as strong or as obvious.
但是只要有生命一定会有那个现象。
But as long as we have this life, then there's some kind of phenomenon.
所以我就讲一下这个得救的生命呢它到底会有什么表现。
So I would like to talk about the manifestation of this new life.
我第一个想要用这个约翰所说的就是我们会爱这个天上的父亲。
The first of all, I would like to use what the Apostle John says, we will have a love for Heavenly Father.
因为我们得救是因为我们碰见神。
Because of our salvation, we can be saved because we have encountered with God.
如果我们只碰见神的道理的话这不是得救的。
If we just knew some kind of doctrine, it's not salvation.
我们必须碰见神。
We have to have a personal encounter with God.
那你碰见神跟不见神有什么区别呢？
So what's the difference whether you have a personal encounter with God?
那个区别就是你对神不陌生了。
The difference is that the God is no longer a stranger to you.
我们喊他是阿爸天父呢也不会尴尬的。
We call him Abba Father.
所以我们有一个 很久以前来这边呢得救的一个姊妹。
We have a sister that came visit us long ago.
她来住在那个好朋友家里。
She stayed with her good friend.
这个好朋友呢自己得救了很喜乐所以也盼望这个来的朋友能够快快得救。
Actually, that was not a believer, and she was not a believer, but she stayed with her Christian friends.
然后这因为她催得太紧了，这个朋友就反抗得很厉害。
Because her Christian friends have a desire to share the gospel with her, and she has opposition to it.
到了一个地步都想回家去了。
To the point that she would like to return home.
但是神要救她。
And yet God wants to save her.
有一天她就生病了。
And she got sick.
她在美国又没有保险。
And she didn't have a health insurance in the States.
又不想麻烦这个朋友。
And because she didn't want to bother her friends.
所以当有一天这个朋友家人都出门的时候。
So, on one day, all her Christian friends' family are out of town.
她一个人就把门关起来就跪在地上。
She just shut the door up and then she knelt before the Lord.
这个病把她逼到神的面前去。
Because of sickness, she was compelled to the Lord.
她跟我们做见证。
She testified to us.
当她开口叫说亲爱的天父的时候。
When she opened her mouth saying that, Dear Heavenly Father,
那个眼泪啊就止不住从她的眼睛里面流出来。
Her tears just gushed out of her and she couldn't stop.
那天晚上她得救了。
That night she was saved.
后来她受浸了。
And she was baptized afterward.
那么第二个呢就是一个人得救之后他会爱弟兄。
Second manifestation is that the love for brothers.
那么约翰告诉我们说呢如果人不爱弟兄呢他就没有出死入生。
John told us that if we don't love our brothers, we are not yet out of death.
没有爱心的还住在死中。
If we do not have a love, then we're still in death.
那我们不但会爱弟兄也会爱他 朋友。
Not only we will love our brothers and we also love our friends.
我要为一个弟兄做见证。
I would like to testify for one of our brothers.
我们的弟兄啊，那段时间还刚得救没多久。
Our brother was just newly saved.
他的妻子呢比他还要慢。
His wife was not yet a believer then.
比他慢得救。
His wife was also saved, but later than he was.
有一天发生一件事情。
And then one day something happened.
因为这个弟兄在餐馆打工。
Because the brother was working in a restaurant.
那么他的一个表姐呢也在那里工作。
His cousin was also working there.
所以有一天那个表本来轮到他休假。
And it so happened that it was a day for him to have a day off.
休礼拜五。
It was on Friday.
所以他就很高兴说这个礼拜五回来读圣经了。
He was so excited because on that Friday he can come to the Bible study meeting.
但是呢那个表姐打电话给他。
And yet his cousin called him up.
说你可不可以帮我代班。
He said, whether you can take my place to work.
因为我生病了。
Because I'm ill.
那他就跟他讲说好那我帮你代半天班。
And then he said to his cousin, okay, I can do that for you for half a day.
因为晚上我要去聚会。
Because I have a Bible study meeting in the evening.
那就这样讲定了。
And that was the deal.
到了下午的时候。
And in the afternoon.
表姐快要来接班。
It's about the time for his cousin to come.
里面就有感动说我的表姐生病了。
And then all of a sudden he has some kind of move in his heart because my cousin is ill.
她也许还没休息够。
Probably she need more rest.
是不是应该打个电话跟她问一下。
Probably I should just call her up and check on her.
结果他就打电话去。
And then he called.
他说如果你还没有复原的话那我继续帮你代班。
And he said, if you have not been fully recovered, then I can continue to work for you.
表姐说我没有关系我可以来。
And she said that, it's okay, I can come.
他又跟他强调说真的吗你真的可以吗你如果不可以你就休息。
And he said to her, are you sure if you cannot do it, then I can do it for you.
然后那个表姐听完之后说好那我就休息吧。
And then his cousin finally said, okay, then you, please do that.
他一听到说表姐要休息他里面就非常难过。
But when he heard that, heard the answer, he was kind of his heart sank.
因为他盼着来聚会啊是盼好久了。
Because he so desired to come to the meeting for a long time.
而且那天晚上还带一个福音朋友还带自己的刚信主的太太一起来。
And he wanted to bring his newly believed wife and also one of his unbelieving friends.
所以他就整个那天晚上呢都很难过。
And so throughout the evening he was very sad.
然后礼拜天也很难礼拜五礼拜六礼拜天也很难过。
And he felt pretty bad on Saturday and also on Sunday.
到礼拜一早上他遇见我了。
And until Monday, he had a chance of meeting with me.
他跟我讲说曾弟兄我好难过好难过。
He said, Brother John, I was so sad.
然后就问他说你难过什么
And I asked him why.
他就把这件过程告诉我。
And he just told me what happened.
而且中间还有一个叫他更难过的。
And there's things that grieve him even more.
因为他跟他太太说呢我是不是很虚伪啊
And because he told his wife whether I'm a kind of a hypocrite.
因为我本来是很想去聚会可是我又跟他讲说我可以帮你代班。
Because I am so desired to come to the meeting and yeah, I said to my cousin, I can work in your place.
结果他太太说是啊人是蛮虚伪的。
And then his wife replied was, yeah, it's a kind of a hypocrisy.
结果他更难过了。
And then he feel bad even more.
但是当我听完他讲这些之后。
When I heard what he said,
我跟他安慰。
I comforted him.
我说感谢主你不是这个虚伪。
It's not a hypocrisy for
you. 你两样都是真的。
You are true in both ways.
你想来聚会你爱主要来追求这是真的。
It is true that you love the Lord, you have a desire to come to the meeting.
你爱人你愿意帮他代班你要让他休息这也是真的。
You love your cousin, so you would like to work in her place, that's true too.
只是我们人啊没有办法这个鱼跟熊掌一起拿两样不能一起做到。
And yet we cannot just say, do it at all.
所以呢你心里面难过了。
So you feel sad.
我们感谢主。
We thank our Lord.
当我们弟兄得救之后。
When our brother believed in the Lord.
这个生命就在他里面。
The life is in him.
这个生命还有很多其他的表现。
And this life will have many other manifestations.
我没有时间讲。
I don't have a time to share.
这个生命会喜欢光。
And this life will like light.
不喜欢黑暗。
And dislike darkness.
这个生命会喜欢干净。
And this life will like it.Neatness.
他不喜欢肮脏。
He does not like uncleanness.
那么在属灵上来说，就是他不喜欢犯罪。
And spiritually speaking, the life does not practice sin.
他犯罪以后心里面就非常难过。
If it sense that there's a very grief, much grief in.
这个生命有属灵的胃口。
And this life also have a spiritual appetite.
他会喜欢读主的话。
He would like to read the God's word.
因为神的话就是我们这个幼小生命的灵奶。
Because God's word is the pure spiritual milk for our life.
不但喜欢读。
Not only we like to read.
而且读得懂。
And we can understand.
所以弟兄姊妹们
so brothers and sisters,
我们不要老说我们读不懂圣经。
We should not always say that we cannot understand God's word.
有一些历史地理背景我们当然有些还不太懂。
Maybe we don't quite understand some historical background.
有一些比较深奥的这个真理啊，我们的确也不一定能够马上懂。
We may not have a firm grasp about some deep truth.
但是圣经里面总有很多东西让你现在就能读就能懂就能享受的
and yet,
就能运用的。
And there's a lot of other truth in the Bible that we can understand now and we can put into practice.
哎，我们能够培养这个胃口。
May that we can cultivate this appetite.
那么这个生命呢也会祷告。
And we can pray in this life.
祷告就是属灵的呼吸。
And our prayer is our spiritual breathing.
祷告是一个灵的活动。
Because it is an exercise of our spirit.
啊这个灵跟这个气呢是同一个字，希伯来文。
In the original language, the breath and the spirit are of the same word.
所以呢，你祷告呢，就是我们属灵生命的呼吸。
When we pray, it's the spiritual breathing for us.
就是慢慢呼吸何等的重要。
Breathing is so important for us.
所以我们得救之后
，So when we are saved,
我们应该常常跟神讲话的。
We should talk to God often.
我们不要把祷告当作是说要去求东西，要去求神给我什么好处。
We do not consider prayer is something we need to ask of God.
祷告就是跟我们的天父讲讲话。
Prayer actually is our communion with our God.
就跟我们主耶稣讲讲话。
It's a talking with our God, with our Jesus.
祷告，我们在里面就堆满了废气。
If we do pray, then we have all the exhausted souls.
所以生命就非常的微弱。
And our spiritual life will be very weak.
时间就这么多，我们先讲到这里。
And we just stop here.
我们盼望主借着圣灵把我们引进他救恩的喜乐里面去。
May the Holy Spirit will lead us into the joy of His salvation.
让我们的生命能够成长。
So that our life can grow.
让我们能够在这个救恩的喜乐中为他做见证。
So that we can testify for Him in the joy of His salvation.
让我们能够确确实实知道我们得救了。
We can have a firm assurance that we have been saved.
并且在满有得救确据的里面呢，我们天天属灵生命能够成长。
And in this assurance, our life can grow.
我们去祷告。
Have a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你是何等的慈爱。
Lord, you are so gracious.
你把救恩的门槛降到没有。
There is no threshold for your salvation.
让每一个愿意的人都可以进得来。
Whoever have a desire can come in.
我们谢谢你这样的救我们。
We thank you for saving us in this way.
我亲爱的弟兄姊妹，感谢你。
We thank you for our dear brothers and sisters.
特别为了初信的弟兄姊妹，感谢你。
We also thank you for the newly believed brothers.
求主使他们得救的有根有基。
May that they have a firm foundation in you.
信心坚固稳定。
They can be established in their faith.
在基督里面好好的成长。
They can grow in Christ.
也坚固我们众弟兄姊妹的心。
Also establish our faith in you.
主啊，让我们真是能够知道自己有生命。
So that we can truly know that we have life.
并且活在这个生命里。
And we can live in this life.
常常的与你有交通，有祷告。
We can have a constant fellowship and a prayer with you.
读你的话语。
We can read your word.
能够对付罪。
We can deal with sins.
能够与人和好。
We can be harmonious with man.
在地上为你做见证。
We can testify for you.
我们祷告是奉主耶稣宝贵的圣名。
We pray in Jesus' most precious name.
Amen.
Amen.